You know, I've talked about this before on many different videos indirectly. But this is going to be my first time addressing this directly. Now, I often talk about, you know, the hood rat slash weave rat thot bot type of females that, you know, are easily spotted most of the time. And other times they hit talking points that, you know, men, they know men want to hear. And a lot of weaker black men, they fall for these talking points, or, you know, they pretty themselves up to be more sexually appealing, even though they're wildebeests on the inside. Now, these females, like I said, in most cases, they're easy to spot. But there is another type of female. She can be black, she can be white. But in this case, we'll just say black females that are what I call, what I'm going to start calling, a poisoned ivy. Not poison ivy, a poisoned ivy. And as you know, or as you should know, many of you know, a poisoned ivy, well, a poison ivy is a plant. It's kind of like a green leaf type of plant that when most people touch it, they have a reaction. It causes contact dermatitis from minor to severe on the person's skin as a result of a toxin that this leaf produces. And even though it looks like every other green leaf that you've seen, it has a hidden toxin that's unseeable to the naked eye, and it's odorless. The only way you know that you've touched a poison ivy is if when you touch it and your skin starts breaking out. And there are a lot of females like that, in the sense that some of them are not ratchet. They're very attractive. They're, you know, from a physical standpoint, they're beautiful, very pretty, and they carry themselves like women. But behind that facade of being a feminine woman, that's not a hood rat, because, you know, I hear a lot of black women say not all women are like that. That there are some feminine women who, you know, are classy. Well, to that I say that there are a lot of women who appear to be, and may even be, because I started to realize this, they may even appear to be feminine. They may be actually feminine and have some measure of class. But in reality, like most of these other females, they're wearing a mask. And behind that mask are forms of instability and dysfunction that can come in many different forms. As David Carroll said, a lot of these Negroes are on medication. And if they're not on medication, which a lot of them aren't, they need to be. And see, what happens to a man in a lot of cases, okay? I'm talking about even those of us real heterosexual men. We'll see a pretty girl, see a pretty woman in a skirt and heels, pretty face, you know, and we'll ask her, you know, for a number, ask her out on a date. And she plays the date and, you know, initially there's no alarm bells. There's no initial warning signs. Some women are very good at hiding their alter egos, hiding that other side of them. Okay? And what will happen is she will draw you in, she will seduce you, And the only time that you find out that she's crazy or she's dysfunctional, which unfortunately a lot of black women are, is after she draws you in close enough for you not to have much of a defense for when she takes that mask off. And when she takes that mask off, she can develop into a number of different things. But any one of those things are almost guaranteed to cause you problems, added stress, and hardship in your life. Some of it may even be a direct threat to your reputation, your freedom, and your life itself. Now, I'm not one to say that every woman is like this, but there are a lot of women who, you know, they wear masks. And I'm not just talking about the fake up, okay? A lot of them wear masks hiding their true personalities, their behavior, their flaws, their baggage. And a woman that carries herself well, that, you know, has a pretty face, that appears to carry herself with class, you know, may have a degree, may even, and that's the thing, she may even come from a good family, two-parent household, upper middle class, and all of that. She may have all of the outer prerequisites that would assumably qualify her as a suitable candidate for a relationship partner. But on the inside, behind closed doors, you, not knowing her, but, you know, for however long y'all have been dating, which is usually no more than a few days to a few weeks, don't yet realize that behind all of that classy, not trashy acting that she's putting on could be a mentally ill lunatic, a ticking time bomb that's just waiting for the right moment to blow up in your face. See, I've come to realize that there are a lot of men out here, you know, contrary to what a lot of these bimbos say. There are men out here that want a woman for more than just sex. There are men out here who actually look for quality women that, you know, they want to start a life with. And yes, they want her to be physically appealing. They want her to carry herself well like a woman. And a lot of these women, well, I'll say some of these women, even in today's fucked up ass backwards society, they know how to carry themselves as women to front. But what you will find out if you're with them long enough is that it was merely a facade, because the true them is going to come out. That's why I like this model photo shoot that I came across at random on Facebook, because it goes through, it's almost scary, it's almost Twilight Zone-y to how symbolistic it is of the modern day female, especially the modern day black female. Because what you see is a woman who appears to not be wearing much makeup, with a soft, feminine, pretty face that, you know, is well dressed. She looks very feminine. She doesn't look ratchet. She doesn't look threatening, right? She looks like the type of girl that a simp would take to a 5-star restaurant or, you know, one of those canopy club type places and buy her like a $100 plate of steak and lobster, right? One of them type of girls that you could drink champagne with and, you know, out in an outdoor cafe or take out on a yacht, right? One of them type of fantasy dream girls that men fantasize about the type of girl that he's going to have when he gets rich. But behind that facade of being a classy feminine woman, she's a total complete wreck. This photo gallery, which portrays this model, you know, taking pictures of being classy and feminine, but then in the next shot, she's taking medication, several medications to be exact. I honestly don't know the purpose of the photographer who took these pictures, but this is very symbolistic of what a lot of these modern day females are. And you notice I don't always say modern black females, because there's Alyssa Milano and so many of these other non-black thoughts have proven they're not that far around the corner from black women. Okay? The westernized female simply is not the friend of herself or men. She is out for self 95 to 99% of the time. And she doesn't care who she hurts. She doesn't, even if she hurts herself. Even Brother Logic and Common Sense said a lot of these females have a kamikaze mindset. They will destroy themselves just to get to somebody else, or destroy themselves while pursuing the then and the now that they want, that they desire, which is why you can't trust them. Now, I know that no amount of things that I say is going to dissuade some men from continuing to pursue natural human women. Excuse me, natural human women. And that's okay. There are few things more appealing in life than a woman who is naturally pretty and is naturally feminine. But I'm here to tell you, a lot of these innocent-looking bimbos, even the ones that don't come off immediately as ratchet, they got a candy cane surprise for your motherfucking ass that's not so sweet. And that surprise can come in many different forms. It could come in the surprise of a emotionally unstable woman. An emotionally unstable woman that's a total wreck. Or it may come in the form of a woman who is unfaithful and is a cheating, backstabbing whore. But no matter what form it comes in, as you Christians' precious Bible says, Be ye not deceived. For a pretty feminine face, a woman who is not only soft-featured from physical appearance, but has a soft outer surface of her personality and exhibits no initial forms of that thought-bot spirit that we talk about, She could be a mole. She could be a double agent in disguise. She could be your enemy in disguise. You know, that's one of the reasons why the Japanese, the Imperial Army of Japan, they ruled against invading the United States. Because even they had enough sense to know that everything cannot be seen out in the open. They had a saying when they asked the head general, Yamahito, I believe it was, if they should consider shortly after Pearl Harbor an invasion of the U.S. mainland. And you know what he said? Besides hell no? He said that in America, behind every blade of grass could be an aimed rifle. Something to think about, isn't it? Talk to you later, guys.